This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, we're back with more Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the Christmas Eve Special Declaration of Independence for New Hampshire episode, which happens. Yeah, it happened on Monday, and I was there for it. I got video of it, and that is now available over at freekeen.com. Plus, the PDF that we're reading from here, actually, we're not doing the reading at this point. It's actually Dan Richard, who is the founder of the New Hampshire Committee of Safety. He's the guy who wrote the document, so I figured it's appropriate to let him do the reading here, most of it. As we continue, he's talking about now. So after building sort of a basis, a legal basis for, you know, constitutional things, they talk about the crimes against the people. That's the section that we're in right now, and pointing out that in order to change the voting rules, like who can vote absentee, you have to change the Constitution because those rules were put in the Constitution.
And they certainly didn't do that. They sent out absentee ballots, I believe, to every resident of the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
All because of COVID-19.
That was their excuse, but that's not an excuse. You don't get to say COVID-19 and then throw the Constitution out.
Well, they think they can.
And they did, but that's what they're calling out here in this document. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So he sort of explains that, hey, look, you know, you did these things. That was illegal. If you wanted to change the voting rules, you needed to change the Constitution, and they didn't even bother to try to do that. So he continues.
February 25th, 2020, a felony complaint was filed as a sworn affidavit against Shurtleff and Soucy with Attorney General Gordon McDonald and with the Legislative Ethics Committee for deprivation of a citizen's rights under color of law.
Now remember, yeah, this was February 25th. This was before really, COVID really got kicked into high gear, right?
So they tried charging the Attorney General and others with a felony?
A felony complaint, yeah. And with deprivation of citizen rights under color of law. So acting like they can do a thing that they legally can't do, basically, is what that means. But the point being here, the previous remonstrance that he talked about was filed in May of 2019. And then prior to that, a lawsuit was filed against Sununu in July of 2018. So this didn't start in 2020. The gears have been in motion on this whole process of doing the remonstrance, having it being ignored, and now we're at the final step of the right to revolution. Go on.
Attorney General McDonald refused to investigate or act. 2 weeks later, all the named parties violated the Constitution. Governor Sununu shut down the state. Shurtleff and Soucy suspended the legislature. They shut down the investigation into a felony criminal complaint before the Ethics Committee, even though the committee already possessed the ability to meet remotely. And for 4.5 months, they prevented the committee from assembling until after they passed House Bill 1266.
That's the one that expands the absentee voting illegally.
Only after the agenda was over did the Ethics Committee convene in secret to dismiss the complaint on August 5th, 2020. The citizens of this state have been and are now being deprived of their constitutional right to oversee the function of their government in the people's house.
Absolutely true. And in fact, in the video I put, there's like an so I'm putting like B-roll over some of this just to make it a little more visually interesting. Video of the front door of the state house where it says closed and then et cetera, due to COVID. So they literally have closed all the state. And if there's people out there saying, oh, well, these are just a bunch of angry Republicans because, you know, they lost the election. Well, actually,
this
no.
This was going on well before the election.
Well, it was going on before the election, but also the Republicans won the election here in New Hampshire. The Democrats won the federal elections, but the Republicans swept the state elections. So the Republicans are now in charge of the state house and the state senate and the governorship. So if you think this is just angry Republicans, you are wrong. They are firing everybody from this.
Good.
The wrongdoers met in an unconstitutional location and enacted House Bill 1266. The governor signed it into law on July 17, 2020, This was done while the AG, Shurtleff and Soucy, knowing that there was a felony complaint of voter fraud before the Ethics Committee and concealing such from the legislative body and the public until the legislative session was over, which enabled them to commit more voter fraud by enacting House Bill 1266, which expanded the absentee voter provision by legislative fiat. Speaker Stephen Shurtleff and President of the Senate Donna Soucy have called together the legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distanced from the depository of the public records for the sole purpose of depriving the people of the ability to oversee the function of the legislative body as provided by the Constitution of New Hampshire. Part 1, Bill of Rights, Article 8 and Article 38.
So, just to be clear about this, unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the normal place of doing these business of the people, the so-called organizational day that they have, which is the first day for all the new state reps who just got elected, sort of, settle them in, basically swear them in, that sort of thing. They had outdoors in 40-degree weather at the New Hampshire or University of New Hampshire campus in Dover, New Hampshire, on the seacoast, on a field. They had the state representatives meet for that meeting.
That's insane.
In the cold.
So, yeah, that would definitely qualify as unusual
and uncomfortable. Yeah.
Quote, how prophetic this was. A frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles of the Constitution and a constant adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, industry, frugality, and all social virtues are indispensably necessary to preserve the blessings of liberty and good government. The people ought, therefore, to have a particular regard to those principles in the choice of their officers and representatives, and they have a right to require of their lawgivers and magistrates an exact and constant observance of them in the formation and the execution of the laws necessary for the good administration of government. The aforesaid persons have endeavored to disenfranchise the inhabitants of the state by allowing resident aliens who are not naturalized to the state to vote in New Hampshire elections. The governor has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing to assent to the laws of the land, restoring the constitutional legislative oversight of the judicial branch. The governor continues to make judges dependent on his will alone for their tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
The governor appoints judges here in New Hampshire.
So he can fire them at any time.
I believe he can. That's a good question. He definitely appoints them. I don't know if that means that he has the ability to just fire them without some other, panel or something. That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. So now
either way, it seems like a recipe for failure.
Oh, yeah. It's certainly a recipe for, there's no accountability for these people.
Yeah, because the governor, the one that the judges would be checking, presumably,
right,
are literally hired by the governor.
Indeed. And so now he goes into some of the more, sort of generic statements of violations of rights and such.
The governor continues to operate a multitude of offices not provided for in the Constitution and has sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Talking about tax-feeding bureaucrats. Tax-feeding bureaucrats who go out and bug people, regulate their businesses, tell them what to do, tell them how to live, tell them how to earn, tell them how to employ, all of these things. That's what he's referring to there. Eating out their substance, a tax feeder, somebody who doesn't actually create anything of value, but feeds off of the productivity of the productive group.
That's pretty much the definition of the state.
Indeed. And as he says, these are offices that are not even provided for in the Constitution, which, of course, is typical of government, right? They grow outside of what their supposed bounds were.
He's kept among us in times of peace standing armies of enforcement agents without the consent of the people or any authority derived from the Constitution.
Enforcement agents. He's talking about the cops.
Yeah.
Right? He's talking about the police. He's talking about people like the Department of Revenue, which has their own enforcement agents, the people that showed up
Jesus,
at Porkfest.
Really?
Yeah, they showed up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival like 5 years ago and tried to target the vendors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't work out well for them.
No, it didn't. They hightailed it out of there once we showed up immediately and got on their butt. And that's what it takes. It takes people pushing back. It takes people saying, we don't consent. It takes people saying, leave us alone. like those folks out in Buffalo at that gym that threw those bureaucrats out. Same thing happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You got enough people on your side, you can make changes. So there's more coming up here, a little bit more to the Declaration of Independence, the new one here, signed on Monday.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Twitter. Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We do have a forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and members of the Shire Society. We talked about Shire Society earlier. It's actually the Shire Forums, and Free Talk Live has a sub-forum there because forums just aren't that big anymore, and so we couldn't justify an entire forum just for Free Talk Live. So head over there and check that out. Forum.freetalklive.com. And don't forget about AnyPay. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, you'll have a smooth experience. But if you're still using Coinomi or Exodus, and those are great wallets, unfortunately, they're not compatible yet with AnyPay 2.0. So, if you're a user of Coinomi, Exodus, RelayX, Spread Wallet, or any other wallet that doesn't work with AnyPay 2.0, what I would recommend that you do is contact the wallet provider, contact the programmers there, and let them know you want their wallet to be useful for making payments in real life. That's what AnyPay does best. Now, they are actually offering online servicing now as well, but if you don't have these AnyPay-compatible wallets, it's not going to be a good experience. So give them a heads up that you want to see that happen with their wallet. You can get instructions on how to do that and more details on why some wallets work great and others don't work at all. Go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn more about that. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. We're within about the last page of an 8-page long Declaration of Independence here for New Hampshire that was signed on Monday in a group of people out in front of the State House. They then presented it at the Attorney General's office, the Secretary of State, and then today, actually at the Governor's house. They served the governor by serving the agents that were sitting in his driveway, basically. So
I wonder what the governor will respond to this with.
I presume he will ignore it completely.
Unfortunately.
So far,
that just reinforces their point.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. And he's going to have to do... It's going to be very interesting coming up on Inauguration Day for
it
the governor.
Is.
Let's just say that. We won't get into the details on it quite yet, because I do want to get through this. So we're getting to some more of the generic sort of general violations of government. As he cites here, Dan Richard wrote this Declaration of Independence from the Committee of Safety New Hampshire, their website, cosnh.com. As he points out, the governor operates a multitude of offices not provided in the Constitution, sent swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. I mean, that one sentence encompasses a whole lot of violations. And as does the next one, which is that he's kept among us in times of peace standing armies of enforcement agents without the consent of the people or any authority derived from the Constitution. And then we continue from Monday. This is the video that you can see posted as well as read the PDF over at freekeen.com right now.
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution, unacknowledged by our laws, given his assent to their act of pretend legislation. The governor is now depriving the people of this state of the benefits of trial by jury. The governor has abolished the constitutional rights of the citizens of this state and our most valuable laws, and has altered the fundamental form of government. Our form of government has become a complete system of tyranny. The same party is the legislator, the accuser, the judge, and the executioner. By declaring themselves invested with the power to legislate in secret in all cases whatsoever.
That is what is happening right now.
It is. It's a full-blown autocracy. The governor is in charge. He's got the police on his side. He appoints the judges. He is judge, jury, executioner, and the one who makes the laws.
Yep, and the legislature, in theory, they could do something coming up next year and end the state of emergency, but what's to stop the governor from starting another one?
Well, nothing. Ideally, they would, get rid of that unconstitutional law in the first place.
They can't, because he would need to sign that bill.
Unless they did
a veto override, and there's not enough of them for that.
No, of course not.
Because the Democrats would support, likely continue. Because even though it's a Republican who's the governor, he's supported by like 7 out of 10 Democrats. Because he's been a total COVID. I mean, he's not as bad as Cuomo, but he's been pretty bad on the COVID crackdown front. And so the Democrats support him. So if a bill to strip him of the emergency powers is actually put forward, obviously he's going to veto it. He's not going to let go of his powers. So,
excellent point.
This whole thing just needs to be dissolved, and that was the point of what they did on Monday. They dissolved the government, or at the very least, their ties to it, this group of folks, and I was one of them that signed this. So let's continue.
They have abolished all effective means of redress of grievances, thereby denying the people of the state their rights and their rights to a republican form of government secured by our constitutions to ensure the protection of others in their pursuit of life, liberty, and acquiring, possessing, and protecting property. In a word, seeking and obtaining happiness. Sununu, Shirtlift, Susie, and McDonald have violated their oath of office. They have failed in their duty to faithfully execute the laws of the state according to the best of their abilities, agreeable to the laws of the land, the New Hampshire Constitution. Under state law, New Hampshire RSA 92:2, quote, any such person who violates said oath after taking the same shall be forthwith dismissed from office or position involved.
Fire him!
Ready? Ready? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
You're
and then they put a sign up on the front door of the state house with duct tape that says, you're fired on it. And a bunch of people went up and took selfies with it and, like, group photos. And I don't know if they left it there, but it was there for
I
some.
I hope they left it there.
It was there for some amount of time, and it may have been left there.
Lastly, Bill of Rights, Part 1, Article 10. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted, and the public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may, and of right ought, to reform the old, or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
That's New Hampshire, Article 10. Now, we've got open phones here. We still want to know, is any other state constitution, are there any other state constitutions out there that have language that actually enshrines the right of revolution?
I suspect most people, even our listeners, have not actually read their
they
state constitutions.
Know.
I mean, we haven't. I didn't know it was there until this.
Oh, I knew. I knew this one was there. Okay. I have not read the whole Constitution. I don't care about the details of government operations. But the Bill of Rights I have read through, and that's a really outstanding one. So that's the final point here on this. There's two more paragraphs. We're going to get to the final statements here in this New Hampshire Declaration of Independence that was signed at the State House steps on Monday morning. And there's more to the video, which I would invite you to check out on your own over at freekeen.com after the show's over tonight, because after the reading of this, we then went over to the Attorney General's office, where they wanted the Attorney General to come down and talk to him, and I knew that was not going to happen. but some interesting things did transpire there nonetheless. We'll continue here. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. This is Free Talk Live. It's Christmas Eve.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus checks up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. That failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the stimulus checks are one thing that Democrats and the president actually agree on. They are not enough to boost the economy.
Believe it or not, Democrats agree with the president, at least to the extent that we need to sign this bill now. $600 is certainly not enough for individuals who have been struggling these past 7 months, and it isn't enough to provide the boost our economy needs.
Democrats say they'll bring a bill to the floor next week for an up or down vote on the increase in the stimulus checks. This is USA Radio News. A salon owner in Oregon is firing back at the state over Governor Kate Brown's coronavirus stay-at-home order. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. Court documents show the salon owner is seeking $100,000 in damages as a result of her business that was forced to close and the $14,000 fine that was issued against her by the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here. We will take your calls and thoughts after we finish up the Declaration of Independence, because it's an important document, and so we're going to continue with it. Now, we're not talking about the original one, although it's referenced. We're talking about the new one here, written by Dan Richard from the Committee of Safety, New Hampshire. His website, cosnh.com. I had the pleasure of meeting Dan, actually originally, I think we met each other at Dick Marple's trial when Representative Dick Marple was yelling at a judge in a courtroom in Concord, New Hampshire, which was amazing and hilarious.
It was, man. He just spent like 30 minutes just going off.
It was a sight to behold.
Really anyone was. Else would have gotten hit with contempt of court
repeatedly. Absolutely. And he didn't. And it was really impressive. You can see that video for yourself. Just search YouTube for Dick Marple and Court. But apparently that's where I originally met Dan, because Dan was sort of a student or an acolyte of Dick Marple. And Dick is now passed away, but Dan has sort of carried that torch of, like, really intricate knowledge of the system and, you know, rights and the Constitution and things like that. So there's really no better guy, I think, to do this than Dan. So I happened to attend one of these so-called Stop the Steal marches, and Dan was actually at this thing, and that's where we connected, finally, really, like, connected, and, right. And you know, right in time, right, for this to happen. The universe sure is funny how it works. So I was grateful for the opportunity to come out on Monday and observe this and participate in it, because I signed this document. Ari, you're indicating that so far, from what you've heard, you want to put your name on this too, right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to continue here with the last two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, the new one here for 2020 for New Hampshire. At the very last page here, on page 8, he cites the Bill of Rights of New Hampshire's Constitution, Article 10, which we read at the very beginning and is also here at the very end about the right of revolution. So standing on that final point, he continues here.
We the people, the good citizens of the state of New Hampshire, declare the November 3rd, 2020 election void for fraud and of no effect, leaving no constitutionally elected body. And further, we declare that the statutory state and all its affects are void for fraud.
The word state in quotes there, by the way.
We therefore, the citizens of this state, assembled at the State House, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the Constitution of New Hampshire, Part 1, Bill of Rights, Article 10, solemnly publish and declare that the state of New Hampshire is the and of right ought to be free, and all allegiance to the statutory state of New Hampshire and all political connection between the citizens of the state and the statutory state is and ought to be totally dissolved, and to do all other acts which independent states may of right do, and for the support of the Declaration with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor.
So there you go.
There you go indeed. Strong statement to end on.
Yep. Very, very well done. Kudos to Dan and the rest of the folks that came out on Monday morning to be a part of this. So the rest of the story is we then went across the street to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, or Attorney Genital, depending on what you prefer. And this is the same guy whose house we went to on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
And protested at his house. Same guy. This is the top cop, right? He works at the governor's. He's their right-hand man, his prosecutor. And so he works at the so-called Department of Justice. And I had been in this office before. It had been about a decade since I've been to this place. But if you go online to the Free Keen YouTube channel and search for Dick Tracy, the video is called Meet Dick Tracy. We had gone to I forget even the reason why we were there. It was some sort of other, abuse of the state that we were investigating at the time. And the attorney general's name at the time was actually Richard Head. No joke.
Okay.
And one of his investigators.
I see where this is going.
One of his investigators' name was, no joke, Dick Tracy.
Okay.
That's the guy's name. And it's just, you can't make this stuff up. The city manager in New Hampshire, or Keene, New Hampshire, is named Elizabeth Dragon. And she attacked a faux noodle place here in Keene, an Asian restaurant, attacked by a woman named Dragon. I mean, it's just
about right.
It's just amazing stuff what, life just kind of comes up with. And so anyway, having been to this place before, I know it is a locked down facility. It's very,
really?
It's secure. You go into the attorney general's office, you can't even contact a single human being. This has nothing to do with COVID. It's always been this way the whole time I've been here. So you go into there's like a little lobby where they have all these photographs of like constitutions and things like that. It's a load of crap.
Things that they don't actually respect or care about.
Yeah, it actually says Freedom Shrine on the wall.
Oh, good.
In there. And
that's what you want in your AG's office.
Yeah. And so we go in, and of course Dan is leading the procession, people following him, and then right behind Dan is several state representatives. So Mike Sylvia was actually there, a longtime Free Talk Live listener and supporter and award-winning Liberty rep. This guy is,
okay.
I think it was 2019, he won the Liberty Legislator of the Year award from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, meaning that he was the most Liberty voting legislator of all the 400 state representatives.
Awesome.
He was in tow. He was in the group of state reps. I think it was maybe like four or five at least state reps that were there backing him up.
That's really awesome that we have state reps supporting this.
Yeah. And they actually say they've got some support on the executive council, from what I hear. There's rumblings about that. Now, I don't think any of them were there personally. For listeners that don't know, the executive council is a group of five people that oversees, to some extent, the governor's office and the amount of spending that he can engage in. So, like, they have to approve certain spending and certain things. So anyway, so they went in there and they were like, okay, well, here's the declaration. They had a copy of it ready, right? So you get several copies of this thing,
right,
and feeds it through the little pass through under the security window to the secretary back there. And she says, oh, I'll go take this to the Attorney General McDonald and we'll see what he wants to do. And somebody said something about 5 minutes, but it was one of the state reps who said that. She didn't say anything about how long it would take. But everybody heard the 5 minutes, and so for the rest of the video, you'll see everybody thinking that the attorney general promised he'd be out in 5 minutes, or that she told the people that. And I don't think that ever happened.
Right.
So anyway, I knew this guy wasn't going to come down.
Of course not.
But these guys, you know,
he probably put it directly into the shredder.
Yeah. These guys thought that they had a chance. And, you know, they're new. A lot of them are new to this, right? They're fairly new to any kind of protesting or whatever. People just fed up and they want to change. So, after 20 minutes of waiting around, nothing has happened. So I interview Dan a little bit further. We ask him some questions, and I was like, "Hey, Dan, is everybody fired?" And he says, "Yep, everybody's fired." And the other lady asks him, "Are these Zoom meetings legal that these people are having?" He says, "Nope, they're definitely not legal." And he kind of goes through a couple points. There's more to the video if you want to check that out over at freekeen.com. Then two state troopers enter into the room.
Did they come in through the front door, or were they already present in the building?
They were in the building. Okay. So they actually came through the internals of the building, and they said they were asking people to leave the lobby. Now, they didn't order people to leave the lobby. They used words like ask and request, although he did say at one point, I need you to. So it was, again, one of those weasel-worded kind of governmental things where
I decline your request.
Yeah, and basically I didn't say I declined your request, but I just stood there.
Sure.
As they continued to, because I was most of the way in, there's the initial large lobby, and then there's like a little airlock, and then there's the room with the secretary and the window. So I was in the middle room of those three. And they just start, you know, trying to convince people to leave, and people are, you know, mostly obedient. You know, they're not there to.
These people are in badges, and they're giving you an order, even though you just told them they're fired.
They're not there to start the shooting war, right? That's not what the purpose of this right. event was. This was a peaceful declaration of independence. They just wanted to make sure this attorney general got a copy of it. And they wanted to speak with him, which obviously he's not going to do. And so he sends his agents there to get rid of people, to get them out of the building. And so that's one of the more interesting parts of the video, which you can see for yourself over at freekeen.com. Do check that out. And we'll get right into your calls and thoughts if you want to join us at 603-283-6160 plus the KFC video game.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Packet Sniffer 420 in our D-Live chat says, that's cute that they thought they would get a response in 5 minutes.
It is.
From the Attorney General here in New Hampshire.
And you're lucky to get a response in 5 months.
At all. Yeah, or at all. Ian and Aria here in the studio on Christmas Eve. But it's a very interesting week here in New Hampshire with people declaring independence and basically dissolving their ties with the state government. That has happened now here.
And it's that official. Is exciting.
It is. And there's more. I mean, they're not done. This is just, you know, the first step. Now, again, these are people who probably want to create another government, which I can't say I'm a huge fan of that idea. You know,
at the very least, it would help us in our lifetimes become more free because these governments do take decades, if not centuries, to grow.
Worse. Yeah.
So, you know, if they did tear down the New Hampshire government and, you know, went back to just using the New Hampshire Constitution, at least for the rest of my life,
yeah,
I'll be pretty much free.
Yeah. I mean, if they actually have a government that's like a 10th or a 20th or a 50th the size or something, or a 100th the size of the current government, then, okay, that's a pretty big step in the right direction. And people who are involved with this particular movement, while there are some right-wing sounding folks that are there, there's also definitely some libertarian sounding folks. Elliot Axelman, who we've interviewed here on Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this past summer, great young activist. He's probably in his late 20s or something like that, well-spoken. He was speaking up against the Nazi police state during this particular event, and
awesome.
People had, you know, they couldn't disagree with him. They were agreeing with a lot of the things that he was saying. So it's great to be here in New Hampshire. And you know, I was somebody earlier this year, I was feeling pretty down about New Hampshire, about how restrictive things are here by comparison to some of the other states as far as COVID restrictions and things like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the revolutionary spirit is still alive, and I'm really happy about that. And I think that this is a good start to something. Where this is going to go from here, I don't want to get into the details, but let's just say it involves, because I don't know how public some of these details are.
Right.
But I was told by Dan Richard that it's not a secret that there's going to be a protest
at the coronation of King Sununu coming up on the 7th of January.
I hope they have it early in the day.
I expect it will, because most state things happen in the morning. You know, usually.
See, I thought these coronations usually happen in like the afternoon at like 2 or 3 p.m.
I have no familiarity with coronations, so I don't know exactly how it normally goes. But we'll keep you in the loop as this develops here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll throw you a curveball at the very end of the show with a KFC video game system, apparently. That's right. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that KFC. We go first, though, to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I had called on the Declaration of Independence. I've said on your show and other shows, like including to Mark Levin's audience, that we should invoke the Declaration of Independence and dissolve the government that we have and replace it with one suitable to our needs, which by definition could mean the government of no government. So you get the opportunity to make it whatever you want. And one of the things, or the major thing that is missing, the founding fathers of this country, as much as you don't necessarily care for what they did, they did one thing right in having a republic instead of a direct democracy, because a direct democracy is nothing more than voting for homecoming queen, homecoming king. It's just a popularity contest, a beauty contest. And
I don't see how the Republican system of government isn't also just a popularity concept.
Well, it is, but it's tempered with more checks and balances than voting for homecoming queen. That's all. That's my only point. But I want to go further than that. I want to go beyond that. What's missing is that you need to have direct involvement of the people. In other words, instead of voting...
Can you do me a favor? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you just back off your phone by, like, I don't know, 2 inches? You're distorting the phone, the microphone.
That's much better.
Thank you.
Okay, so instead of what happens when we vote for representatives is representatives realize, hey, there's no king, there's no queen. If we get voted in, we can do whatever we damn well please, and so they do, and while they're in office, they put up barriers to you, the people, to getting them out of office, and pretty soon they've made little mini dictator kings and queens of all of them, and basically what they built is what you said, it's La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours. It's a racket. They become a gang, organized crime, and that's mm-hmm. what they are.
Yeah.
And so one of the solutions is the thing that suggested, like, who, I don't remember who the quote comes from, but I'd rather be governed by the first 100 people in the phone book or whatever that is than what we have, with the point being that just a random
but
selection.
But the problem with that is you would still end up with people who are corrupted by power. So
I didn't finish, and you don't know what
I'm
going
to say. Well, back off the microphone another 2 inches, because you're still killing us here.
Okay. Right, okay. So... you don't have the complete idea of what I'm trying to say,
okay.
And that is that the people that you don't vote people in and then they get to decide everything until they're out. You design something equivalent to a modern warrior society, where basically, you know, the warrior society, the militia, whoever wants to participate in the decision process can participate. So you pride yourself on having whatever it is 435 or however many reps you have in your state, and you know, imagine if you had the infinite number. Whoever wants to be a representative can show up and be part of the deciding process, and we're not going to work that whole thing out in this 1 minute phone call. But that's the idea, is, and that way you don't have these people in power that decide over you, because it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, I mean, none of us here want to have a group of people in power that decide over us, at least not on this show.
I don't want them, whether they volunteered to be there or whether they were voted in or not. I don't see that to be of very much importance. You would still get people who seek power over others who would volunteer to go there, and people who don't want power over others obviously wouldn't.
They'll go home.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be here.
Yeah, because they've got productive things to do. They've got things that are actually helpful to the world and interesting and fun to them and useful to people, and they go and they do those things. Thank you, David, for the call and your thoughts. Terrible phone, though.
Yeah, he was a phone. Bit close to the mic, I would think. Or just very animated and like shouting into it.
Speaking of people, well, actually, this call disconnected and then called back, so I don't know if it's the same person, but I'm going to presume that it is. But technically, it's an unscreen call. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Given your
it's him.
Such a heavy load of phone callers, even your intuition is correct, Minister Freeman. Who will not be celebrating Christmas Eve or dinner with his own parents?
Why would I want to do that?
Because they wouldn't want to do it with you either.
Well, that's actually false.
Yeah, my family was trying to get me down there for Christmas for the last month.
It was by the way, Bill Buckley's famous quip about, I'd rather be governed by the first 100 people in the Boston phone book than the Harvard faculty.
Jeez, Boston.
But I don't hear you calling somebody who's obviously a lunatic, and that's why a judge won't let him see his own children. You love when he calls in.
David from New Mexico.
Okay. What about
him? Easy caller to take on. He says what you want to hear. Just like the dork that you've been playing for 3 hours, who is resting comfortably tonight with his own family, 100% chance of that, in the lovely state of New Hampshire. Unlike
who are you talking about?
He's talking about Dan Richard. He says we've been playing the dork we've been playing for 3 hours. He's actually
a complete dork.
Intelligent guy, and you probably are jealous
dork.
Because he's got a following.
Thomas Jefferson, he is not.
He's got a following of hundreds of people who have signed his remonstrance, by the way. You know, there were 100 people there at the State House on Monday, but hundreds have signed the remonstrance, which was the step prior to the declaring of independence. And
James, you called a national radio show to give us the person who said a quote that a previous caller used. I don't think you get to call anyone a dork at that point.
Let's move on. Thank you for the call tonight to another unscreened caller here at the very end. Go ahead. Quick like a bunny. Going once, going twice. Thanks for trying. All right, so let's see.
I don't know if there's time to get
into it. There's not time to. What has KFC done?
KFC has made a gaming PC in conjunction with some, you know, company that makes gaming PCs.
This isn't like a late April Fool
joke? No, this is totally... I assumed it was something stupid like the Burger King Xbox games or something, but no, they've actually launched a 4K-compatible 240-frame-per-second gaming console. They call it a gaming console. It's a gaming PC that has a built-in chicken warmer.
No.
Yes, a built-in chicken warmer.
How does that even work? I mean, can you imagine nasty, greasy chicken?
That was exactly
off?
My thought on it, you know? No one should be eating fried chicken while they're playing PC games.
I gotta hand it to them. They're using the heat of the computer for a useful purpose. Normally you just shoot it out the back of the machine, right? Here they're using it to keep chicken warm, but I mean, wherever you put fried chicken, it gets greasy, and I wouldn't want to have grease anywhere near my electronic equipment.
No. Especially not KFC's.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com, and check out freekeen.com for the declaration video.
Free Talk Live.
I thought pagans worshipped the earth. I didn't think they'd cast spells.
Well, and they do rituals, and they believe in the spirits and the energies and whatever other crap makes them feel better about themselves afternoon.
Wait. Paganism has something to it. You know, there's sun worship involved in there, and I think the sun, if you're going to pick a god...
There is real energy involved in the sun.
Is a pretty good god.
I mean, real endothermic energy, yes.
It's reliable. Every day it rises and it sets.
Yeah. And if you don't have it, we'll freeze to death.
Yeah, if you don't have him, you die immediately. Like, life on the planet just begins to shut down without the sun. Sun's a good god, all in all.
Right, but then once you start making requests of the sun, you start going overboard.
Well, I
once you say, oh, great and powerful sun, help photosynthesis. I mean, unless you are asking for something other than green plants or vitamin D.
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.